mandatory extra set of hours some weeks during the year. And during those weeks, I don't have brain. I don't have brain to do anything. I don't even have brain to talk about idols, which really doesn't need brain. But I have found that I can't really do that. And so office hours is a chance for you to peek into what is happening in my head while I'm working those extra hours that week, and that this is the music that I've been listening to while I work. Whether you like it or not, this is what you're going to be listening to as well this week. Hope you enjoy. And that's Office Hours. Earlier this hour, we listened to new Alisa P. Lots of new Alisa P, actually. We got some local music with Soda Girl. And, of course, new music from Busty and the Bass. Later on, we're going to be hearing not as new stuff. Deanna Petcuff. We've got some 1969 Collective. We've also got some Boy Genius. I mean, technically of this year, but I wouldn't necessarily say hot off the press. But look forward to it. Here's more music. Okay, so if you have been tuned into the show, you know that I watched Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. And I finished it this week. It was really good. I really liked it. I have more thoughts. But they escape me. They're elusive right now. The only thing I can think about is how banging that opening song is. It's by Nikurai Toki. And it's called Bloom. And if you haven't heard it before, you're about to hear it. And if you have heard it before, you're about to hear it again. This is Bloom by Nikurai Toki. The opening theme song of Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
Bye.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was Soft Spot for Monarchs by Haley Blaise. Before that, you heard Chan Mina with Mirror. My name is Leslie. We're really doing, in addition to office hours this week, we're really doing multilingual musician hours. I just realized as I was listening to Chan Mina, because like we've got Elisa P on this hour who sings in English, French, and Inuktitut. Then we've got Pierre Quenders, who regularly sings in English, French, and Lingala, plus a few other languages. And then we've got Chan Mina, who sings in English, Japanese, and Korean. We're very worldly here on Typically Tuesdays. Speaking of being worldly, no Idle Hell recap this week. Exhausted brain cells, but there's really nothing to recap. We were on episode 8 of Produce 101 Japan Season 3. It's the elimination episode. We're entering into the quarterfinals, and of the 50 contestants that remained, 15, am I doing the math right? 15 of them were eliminated. Heartbroken, gutted, including three people who have been pretty consistently in my top 11. So, not happy about that, but we move on. As into more music, here is some gut-wrenching stuff with Boy Genius. I am a sad, depressed gay millennial. Letter to an old poet.
I said I think that you're special. You told me once that I'm selfish, and I kissed you hard in the dark, in the closet. You said my music is mellow, and maybe I'm just exhausted. You think you're person because you won't punch me in the stomach. And
Yeah. these feelings that I have for you. Oh, it feels so good.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was Zensel with Blue Moon off of her latest record, Fantasy. You know, we love a little bit of Zensel on the show. Before that, we heard, well, you heard, 1969 Collective and Les Sources Boulées with Pleure Pas Pour Moi. My name is Leslie and I speak French. And thank you so much for tuning in to this hour of Office Hours here on Typically Tuesdays. Hope you enjoyed the music that was shared with you. Hope it inspires you to listen to some of those musicians. And I hope you are looking forward to more Office Hours, because it's happening again next week. No Idol Hell recap either, even though it is a pretty crucial week. I mean, like, concept performances are like the best ones, to be honest, but we can do that another time when I have brain power. Listen, you obviously like consuming media. You're listening to Typically Tuesdays right now. If you also like reading, it is Read Palestine Week, November 29th to December 5th. Get to learn so much about Palestine, about arts and culture, about its history, about its people, by going over to publishersforpalestine.org. You can find a reading list over there of material that is free to download, and this is some really good stuff. If you are paying attention to what's happening in the world right now, and also if you have listened to Typically Tuesdays for the past probably several weeks at this point, you know that it is important to keep talking about Palestine. So do it. Go check out publishersforpalestine.org and get into some of these reading materials. Obviously, Read Palestine Week is not just the spirit, of course, is not just those couple of days. You can do it any time of the year. And of course, we want to keep talking about Palestine. Keep calling your officials. Keep calling the Prime Minister. Email him. Fax him if you gotta, and demand for an immediate, permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Call for the end of the siege, and to also call for the end of the occupation of Palestine. To learn more about why you should do that, check out Read Palestine Week at publishersforpalestine.org. My name is Leslie, and yeah, this has been Typically Tuesdays this week. Tune into more great CJSF programming by checking out Democracy Now! Every Monday to Friday from 11 to 12. We love the news here on the show. Tune into Democracy Now! On CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday to Friday from 11 to 12. And here's one last song for today. I Don't Want to Wake Up, Deanna Petcuff. See you next week. Since the weather's changed.